What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
You've got to establish what you want and pray and work hard that the people looking at you emulate and mirror the same image. So if you decide that you are going to build a brilliant pair of shoes and you want to be known as the best shoemaker in the world, then it doesn't matter how much you think you're the best shoemaker in the world. You've got to give a reason to compel everyone else to turn around and go, hey, you're the best shoemaker in the world. A brand is established by the tribe and community you elicit. It is not established by you. If I start a brand tomorrow and I say, hey, I'm the best shoe company in the world, I need to give a reason why people believe that. Okay. And it's only when they start introducing me as the best shoe company in the world that the brand's in sync. So that's the first thing. You've got to get the right message and positioning out there. And then what you've got to try and aim for, and it's actually above a brand, you've got to try and focus on becoming an icon. Now, this sounds silly, but you've got to try and focus on being an icon in your industry. If you think of Tiffany, you straight away go, jewelers. You know, if I say to you Cartier, you go, jewelers. There's actually better jewelry companies out there in the world. Some of the most powerful people in the world. There's actually people that travel around with suitcases with some of the rarest diamonds in the world that Cartier never get. But you go to Cartier because of its iconic brand. And that's the key, iconic. So you need to stand above what you're doing. You need to give people a reason to believe that you are the dominating force in your industry. And therefore, you've got to make sure your message is impossible to misunderstand. You stand for what you stand for. It's crystal clear what you stand for. And you give the ability for other people to pass that message on. If you've got a complicated tagline, if you've got a very multifaceted business with multiple arms and stuff, it's not going to be easy for a consumer to be able to relay what it is you do to somebody else. And it's when the consumer relays it to another consumer that establishes a brand of what you stand for. So it's definitely tonality and positioning, and try and aim to be an icon in your industry, a standalone. And the funny thing is, an icon's not the best. It doesn't have to be the best. It's just iconic. If you think of, if I say to you, Levi, what are you thinking of?
I guess jeans. Yeah, jeans.
Okay. So if I said to you, Levi jeans, is that an iconic brand? Is that well known? Is that very famous as a jean company?
Yes.
All right. But are they the most expensive jeans?
No.
Right. So, you know, my wife will go out and she'll spend $200 on a pair of jeans, and they sure as shit aren't Levi. So, but the funny thing is, she'll go and buy something like Page, or she'll go and buy AG jeans, okay? Which are four times the price of Levi jeans, but Levi is iconic. If I said to you Page, then you may know who Page Denim is. You may not, but they're not as iconic as Levi. And if you think about your favorite football team, there may be, or basketball team, or hockey, or whatever, you may know someone that's, you know, iconic, but it's not always winning, but they don't always have to win. They don't always have to be the best, but they're iconic in their industry. If you think, I'll give you one last example. Have you heard of Andy Warhol?
Yes.
All right. He spent all of his time screen printing Campbell's soup cans and Marilyn Monroe screen prints, not painting, screen prints. Okay. Was not the best artist, but definitely one of the most iconic artists of the pop culture era. You don't have to be the best to be iconic. Focus on trying to stand out and disrupting your industry.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.